father.
Pop.
And his wife would be your...
Mom.
And what did you call her?
Mom.
And, together your father and mother would be your...
Dad and mother.
Or your...
Father.
Or your parent.
Parent.
Okay. What did you call him? Your father's father would be your...
Grandfather.
What did you call him?
Granddaddy.
And his wife would be your...
Grandmother.
And you called her...
Grandma.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Crib.
But something on wheels, though.
Carry. Baby carry.
And you say you put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and...
Roll him around.
Okay. And you might have a son and a... Say if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
Those are good. Daughter.
Okay. And if a woman were going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
Pregnant.
Anything people used to say?
Yeah.
What?
Jiggy.
Hmm?
What did they used to say?
Well, you don't mean to just tell you everything, do we?
Yeah.
Says she's pregnant.
Did that have any other expressions they said?
Yeah.
What was that?
Mm-hmm. You don't want me to tell you that.
Yeah.
They say she's big.
Okay. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear anything like swallowed a pumpkin seed?
Or? Oh, yeah, I hear them say that, too. But they use that other word. Both the big, the most of them, white in the color.
Said she was big?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a bad way of speaking?
Well, to, you know, to children long in them days it was.
Uh-huh.
You know, old folks long in them days, they didn't speak things before children like they do now. That pregnant word, you didn't hear that at all. You was out yonder in the woods or down yonder in the field and they get to talking like me and you talking. You didn't hear, and you come to that door yonder, what you want? Get on back down and play, or get on back down and do what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But these words you asking me,
mm-hmm.
you didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't allow you around to listen. But now the people sit down, the daddy and the mama sit down and use all these words before the children, say all these things before the children. They know much they didn't know. See? But these words you asking me, now you say that word, they tell you how it is. You just didn't lie it like the folks lie it now.
Yeah.
But now they tell the children anything.
You think they should be more careful?
Hmm?
You think they should be more careful?
No. She don't do no good. Look what the teacher's teaching her. She don't do a bit of good. I don't care how you, if you got two children or three children, they're going out there to that school. And you teaching him one thing here at home. And he go out there and them other children with his playmates and the teachers and the things is teaching him, telling him other things to say and say do it this way and do it that way and all kind of, well see, you can't, ain't nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, see, he going out there every day, every week, till that school closed. Well, see, when that school closed, he got this thing full of that stuff.
Yeah.
That's right. But that wasn't going on when I was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You say if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby.
I had the midwife.
Okay. And, say if the boy had the same color hair and eyes that his father had and the same shape nose, you'd say the boy?
Maybe his father.
Okay. And if a child was misbehaving, you might tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
It's a board to you.
Okay. Anything else you might tell?
Yeah, I'm going to put a switch on it.
Okay. Will you say that? I'm going to get a lick it?
No. I'm going to put a switch on it. He mean that. If she mean that, then.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And